Hey everyone, you're listening to Faith and Fatherhood, a short weekly podcast about me, Sean Tomlin, and my kids, Noah and Ellie. Join us for fun stories and random topics, but most of all, I hope to reflect the grace, teaching, and love that God shows to His covenant children. Me and the kids had a little conversation in the car coming home from church this past Sunday about what we're going to be doing and a couple weekends from now, and what we learned, or what they learned in Sunday school, rather. So I hope you enjoy it. All right, so what are we doing right now?
Going to get the tent.
The tent. What are we using the tent for?
The camp out.
Oh, man. Are you guys excited to go camping?
Yeah.
We're going to go camping with a bunch of the people from our church up at Indian Lake, aren't we?
Is Scott and Lily and them coming?
No, I don't think so.
And the Nixons?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yay!
They'll be there.
How do you know?
Well, because the Nicholsons are the ones that set the whole thing up.
I thought Dana did.
No. Dana will be there, though.
Yeah! Dad, did you even see me shake Dana's hand today?
Yeah, did you shake Dana's hand?
Yeah.
And we wouldn't let go of my hand.
So what'd you guys learn about in Sunday school today?
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit? Did you learn about Pentecost?
Pentecost, what's that?
When the Holy Spirit came down on the apostles and it looked like fire?
Yeah.
Is that what you learned about?
Yeah. And then there was big winds.
Big winds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was louder than
Daddy, is my Gatorade good?
I probably wouldn't drink the Gatorade, no.
Okay. It was from when we went to Mammal Vows.
Oh, yeah. So you learned about the Holy Spirit today, huh?
Yeah.
Yep. Did you guys hear anything in the sermon?
A lot I didn't because I was sleeping.
You fell asleep, didn't you?
Yeah.
I was awake.
I can't stop sleeping sometimes.
Sorry about the bad audio during the kids' conversation, but we recorded it in the car with just my phone, so that's the reason why it sounded a little different. But I've been looking forward to this camping trip with my church family for probably a couple months now, or at least a month. It's going to be a good time, and we have so many kids at our church that my two kids are going to have a great time playing with everybody, playing with the kids, and it's a good way to fellowship with your church family. And that's what we really are at my church. We really look at each other as family. You don't get that at every church, unfortunately. And our church is growing, and it's getting bigger, but it's not so big that we've lost sight of how important that close-knit relationship with other believers should be. So we're very excited to be able to go to that camping trip, and I'm sure I'll do some the next podcast might be, or one coming up might be, about what we do at the camping trip and whatnot. But the kids were excited. We went and got a new tent and sleeping bags and all sorts of stuff, so we're ready. And then the kids talked about what they learned in Sunday school, and I'm not exactly sure the entire system or how the lesson plan that they do, but I believe it's every 2 years they end up going through the entire Bible with this lesson plan. So that's great. My kids are only 5 and 7. So for them to be exposed to these stories and these lessons, it's a wonderful way of exposing them to the Word of God so early on. I try to do family worship every night that I have them, which I only have them 50% of the time. So it becomes a challenge because they don't do family worship with their mom. And so I try to highlight that and share the gospel with them. And it's funny because if I ask them, you know, what's the gospel? They both know at least to say, and they know that Jesus Christ died for our sins. So when a little kid can enunciate that, that's so wonderful that they know that. But they talked about Pentecost and the coming of the Holy Spirit onto the apostles. And in my Sunday school class for the adults, we finished up the book of Genesis, which we've been in for a long time. But the kids have such a good time. They make stuff. They look forward to Sunday school. And sometimes we're running a little late. When we get to church, they're worried that they're going to miss Sunday school. And I'm like, no, we're fine. We usually roll in like a minute before it starts. But we get there. But they only get to go every other Sunday with me. So it's important for me to get them there. And but it was interesting for me to hear Noah say that there was a lot of wind or there was big winds or something like that, which is in scripture. They're in the beginning of Acts. And it's great that they pick up those little details like that. It makes me proud as a father to lead them in worship and help them to pay attention and point them to the meaning of scripture. And it's sometimes it gets pretty difficult with young kids to teach them certain aspects of the faith. Like I was trying to explain to them the Trinity one night. We got on the Trinity during family worship, and it's hard enough to explain the Trinity to an adult, let alone a child. And I realized I'm kind of out of practice with this whole Trinity thing. So explaining it and simplifying it so that a child can somewhat understand it. Because when I ask them who died for your sins on the cross, they'll say Jesus. And I'm like, right. And then I say, who created everything at the very beginning? And sometimes they'll say Jesus. And because they know that in the Trinity, Jesus the Son is God, and God the Father is God, and God the Holy Spirit is God. But there are distinctions, and I'm trying to tell them and show them that, well, Jesus was there, but God the Father is the creator. He's the one that put forth everything by his word. And it's hard. So I'm growing and learning just as they're growing and learning in the faith. And we're kind of a mess together, and we're working it out. But I'm doing my best to lead them, and hopefully one day God calls them to faith, and I'm able to be there and watch them be baptized. It'd be wonderful. So hopefully that day comes sooner than later, and hopefully I'm here to see it. But thanks for listening, guys. And don't forget to check out my other podcast, Guys with Bibles. You can search for it on iTunes, Google Play, Overcast, anywhere you get your podcast, pretty much, and you can find it. Just search Guys with Bibles. And don't forget to check out our website, guyswithbibles.com. You can listen to the podcast there as well. And we have a lot of blogs that you could read that are pretty good. Me and one of the other hosts, Lee Jones, we write all the blogs. So check it out, and you guys have a good day. Thanks for listening.